Welcome to the Personal Injury Marketing Minute, where we quickly cover the hot topics in the legal marketing world. I'm your host, Lindsay Busfield. Today, we'll be talking about the secret to getting Google reviews. Google reviews might seem superficial, but they are incredibly important for your SEO and can impact how often your local service ads display. Reviews can be a challenge to get, which is why you might look at some of those law firms who have hundreds of Google reviews and wonder just how they got them. Was your first instinct to say that they must have cheated and purchased those reviews? Well, you might be right. A lot of law firms do resort to shady tactics to generate reviews. However, there are lots of law firms who have figured out the secret to having clients provide positive reviews. What is the secret to getting Google reviews? It isn't rocket science. It's simply asking for them. Well, it isn't simply asking for them. It's asking for them at the right time and the right way without coming across as cheesy, needy, or just plain annoying. Let's talk through some scenarios that don't work. Number one, sit and hope that your clients will like you enough to leave a positive review. This is by far the most common and least effective ways to get reviews. While you might be exceptionally attentive to your clients and obtain fabulous results, providing an online review after dealing with a major life event isn't usually the first thing on a client's mind. The second strategy that will doom you is badgering your clients for reviews. I take my daughter to the dentist every 6 months, and every 6 months I receive a barrage of emails and text messages asking me to submit a review of their practice. While the dentist runs a great practice, it leaves a bitter taste in my mouth, so to speak. It feels like I am being bombarded by tiny children going, "Mom, Mom, Mom, I want a review. I want a review. Mom." If I were to leave an honest review, it would be that the service is nice, but I would consider leaving the practice over the onslaught of review requests. So how do you find the middle ground between hoping for reviews and beating them out of people? Here's how I would approach it. First, identify their preferred form of communication. You should do this at the beginning of the relationship with your client. Some people are phone people. Others are quicker to respond by email. Some like to text. If you ask clients how they prefer to communicate, the experience is much more personalized and you can expedite your communication process. You will want to maintain communication with your client through their preferred mode of communication throughout your relationship as much as you possibly can. Obviously, you can't text a whole contract to a client, but you can text them a link to a contract with a reminder that it is ready to be signed. Otherwise, if you are emailing a text person, you might have to wait weeks to hear back. Once your client is used to communicating through a certain channel, they will naturally see it and respond to your attempt to reach out. Going hand in hand with how to communicate is when to communicate. It's a lot like dating. If you reach out too soon, you look desperate. If you take too long, clients feel like an afterthought. The sweet spot is 2 to 3 days after the case settles. But you have to do it in a way where you are prioritizing their feedback, not just begging for a review. 2 to 3 days after the case closes, ask about their satisfaction. If they are a text person, text them to check in. Ask if they are satisfied with the service they received and if there's anything additional that they need from you. If they are happy, ask if they would leave a review and send them a direct link. If they aren't satisfied, ask them why and make appropriate changes, communicating with them that you will address those concerns and act upon them. If they are an email person, email them to check in. There are email programs available where you can send clients a satisfaction smiley survey where clients click on how many smiley faces out of 5 they would rate your firm. If they rate you 4 to 5 smiley faces, they are directed to a link to leave you a review. If you only receive 1 to 3 smiley faces, they are directed to a comment form where you can gather the information and take action to improve. If they're a phone person, call them and ask similar follow-up questions and ask them to leave a 5-star review for you on Google if they are satisfied. If the client doesn't follow through within a couple of days for any of these communication methods, try reaching out again. If they still don't respond the second time, send a message through a different contact channel. If you emailed them before, try a text and vice versa. If they haven't responded after the 3rd try, leave them alone. If they are a client who you know had a very positive experience, maybe try reaching out again after a few months. The bottom line is that you should always approach a review request with a sincere intention to gather actionable feedback and not just a badge of honor. When the client feels like they are contributing in a meaningful way, they will be much more likely to provide great feedback and respond in general to your review requests. If you have any questions about getting more Google reviews or how Google reviews might impact your SEO, feel free to reach out to me through optimizemyfirm.com.